or Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal investigators are delving into the history of the man suspected of carrying out a sniper attack on a Dallas ICE facility.
The bullets rained down onto an ICE van transporting undocumented immigrants. Not rapid-fire shots, but according to witnesses,
he would shoot. He would wait 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. He would shoot.
The FBI says Joshua John was targeting ICE agents. In the end, he would kill one detainee and seriously wound two others. No ICE agents were hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Under pressure from the president, the new U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia is moving quickly, ABC News has learned, to bring charges against former FBI Director James Comey. The claim is that Comey lied to Congress, even though prosecutors in that U.S. attorney's office have sent a memo recommending no charges be brought. President Trump wants a full investigation into why the escalator he and the first lady were on suddenly stopped as he was headed up to give his speech at the U.N. This is ABC News. October 1st, the deadline Congress must reach on funding to avoid a government shutdown. Democrats say they won't move until subsidies for those on Obamacare are restored. Republicans say no to that. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
With a government shutdown looming, Democrats and Republicans are in a standoff. The White House warning federal agencies that mass firings could be coming, quote, in the event Democrats decide to shut down the government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer dismissing the threat, writing, quote, Donald Trump has been firing federal workers since day one, not to govern, but to scare. This is nothing new and has nothing to do with funding the government.
Ink up South Korea. The parliament there has just passed a new bill that would allow for the first time people to give tattoos without having a medical license. It's the only country in the world with such a restriction. Tens of thousands of tattoo artists have been working underground in South Korea for decades. The Tattooist Act passed by 195-0 vote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic. At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president, Irene Strobin, said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts.
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment.
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save.
Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers, a walk, a hit, and a homer. You know, I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games, you know, in front of our home crowd. It's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Hits 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. So close to the weekend, I can smell it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Pete Schwab left his lunch in here last night. 54 degrees, 608 and a half. That half is important to somebody. With the Shy Lights, WGBW.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show.
you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
These tunes like you do? Tell them. The timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Lalinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Had to heal, being well, love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong. strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who stays won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, Neil Diamond, far from a one-hit wonder. Rumor has it today is National One-Hit Wonder Day. I'll look into that for you, because I'm all about one-hit wonders. Thank you for joining me today. I'll tell you, you can win $200 cash and gold jewelry before the day is out. The next keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is coming up next hour, shortly after 7 o'clock, and then we'll have six others in addition before the 8 p.m. hour tonight. So it's every other hour, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. Every single weekday, those are your chances to win. And you just simply text. Get the Civic Media app if you haven't already. And once you text in the keyword that you get, you'll get a response back confirming that we got your entry. And in there is a link that if you press it, it'll explain, Lucy, how you can get extra added bonus entries just for that one entry that you sent. We're just trying to make it easy for you to win here at WGBW.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages and Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages and Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages and Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW and Dan Marcus. Good morning. Thursday, 6:23 right now, 54 degrees. There's a concert coming up in a little over a week. The Everly Set, a celebration of Everly Brothers, of the Everly Brothers, coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center on Friday, October 3rd. That's a week from tomorrow. Tickets available now at the ashwaubenonpac.org. Or you can listen next week to win them. Here's Don and Phil now. By coincidence, bye-bye love. WGBW.
Bye-bye love. Bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love. feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. Is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
97.9 FM.
I can see her lying back. Satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs,
sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs,
she's been looking like a queen. Sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake.
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While many of us are enjoying the fruits of a fall harvest this time of year, local farmers are working hard to get those crops out of the fields and delivered to you safely. Harvest season means more tractors on the roads. In honor of National Farm Safety and Health Week this week, the Wisconsin DOT is asking drivers to slow down and be patient around farm vehicles. Last year, the DOT says there were 153 crashes involving farm vehicles, 65 injuries, and one fatality. As a reminder, it is illegal to pass tractors or other farm vehicles in a no-passing zone. Court records show state charges against an Oconto doctor accused of child pornography were dismissed yesterday as the case heads to federal court. According to the criminal complaint, 65-year-old Isaias Cupino allegedly took pictures and video of a naked juvenile. Cupino faced three different charges relating to child pornography during his arraignment in federal court yesterday. A Wisconsin man wanted in the deaths of his three daughters has been declared dead by U.S. Marshals. Last week, authorities confirmed that human remains found in a rural part of Washington state were believed to be those of Travis Decker. Police had been searching for Decker since early June, when the bodies of his three daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, were found at a campground in Washington. Decker is a native of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee. He served in the U.S. Army for 7 years. Authorities say he had training in navigation and survival skills and was known to live in the backwoods off the grid. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A lot of Wisconsin farmers frustrated that China still is not engaging in our markets. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's influencing agribusiness trade today. Well, some Midwest lawmakers don't want to wait for negotiations. They want to try to take matters into their own hands. So a group of lawmakers met with a senior trade negotiator from China. Arlen Suderman, chief economist of commodities for StoneX, talks about the potential ramifications of that meeting that took place on Monday.
Yeah, it's unclear who initiated the conversation, whether it was Midwest politicians and industry representatives or whether it was China's lead negotiator who did so. But nonetheless, there are reports that they did have a meeting. I'm assuming a virtual meeting because I think any physical meeting would have had more reports around it. Whether there was progress made in that or not is unclear. There certainly are some indications that perhaps China would like to see some type of an agreement.
Arlen Suderman, he's a chief commodities analyst with StoneX. He says right now it appears China's economy needs a boost. That's part of the reason why these conversations were initiated. Did the conversations help? We'll take a look at where numbers stand going into a Thursday trade session. That's next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand PowerCore and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes. PowerCore Enlist beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and 2nd at 1 p.m. at booths 3403 and 3404 in the exhibition hall.
Axiota Animal Health is focused on science-based solutions for dairy animal health. Multimin 90 provides a blend of injectable vitamins. Lactopro helps support high-energy diets. Learn more about Axiota on Thursday, October 2nd at 9:30 a.m. or visit axiota.com.
Barrel cheese on Wednesday went up 3.5 cents to 164.5. 40-pound block cheese was a penny stronger at 164, but the AA butter dropped 6 cents to 162 a pound. Now, early this morning, our October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 11 right now, 1693 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn is up a penny and a half at 426. November new crop soybeans are up 5.5 cents at 1015. Currently, July new crop wheat up 2.5 at 563 a bushel. Maybe inspired in part by that conversation with China. That's a quick update on where the markets stand. On a Thursday morning, I'm PM Yankee.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 54 degrees now.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no hope. All alone, talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it show you the colors that are real. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. We'll be right back.
the spinning wheel fly.
Plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, 6:45 right now, Thursday night football tonight, is going to be the Seahawks in Arizona taking on the Cardinals. Just FYI, I've got my cheese curds ready to go, even though it's not a Packer game. I still do cheese curds for football. I do it for Badger games as well. I mean, it's just force of habit and bad diet as well. But I digress. Cheese curds are good for you. Help build strong bodies 12 ways. What was that from? Wonder Bread? Oh, man, I just channeled my dad. Holy smokes. Stick around because at 7 o'clock, shortly after, just minutes after, I'll give you the next keyword and start the ball rolling on today's keyword list for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. As again, just a matter of minutes after 7 o'clock here on WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always On Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, baggage gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to
Local News Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW from our studios in downtown Green Bay.
You walk down the street, knowing you're
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Please go all the way, she said. I'm Dan Marcus. ABC News and Connie Feldman with the local beats. And then another keyword on the way in minutes.
I'm Sherry Preston. Security is tight at ICE facilities nationwide following Wednesday's shooting at a detention center in Dallas. The gunman, a 29-year-old, who took his own life afterwards, shot and killed one detainee, wounded another. With the statute of limitations about to run out, President Trump pushes the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, to file charges against former FBI Director James Comey. ABC's Mary Bruce.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
Jimmy Kimmel's return to the airwaves, netting him his highest ratings yet and more than 24 million views on YouTube. The